Okay, today's daf is Dmai, daf Beis. Dmai, daf Beis, and this Masechta Shiurim are sponsored by Michael and Naomi Nudel and Avram and Devora Weinfeld. We thank them for their sponsorship. So we are on Aleph and Beis. We started, Baruch Hashem, a new world yesterday after being in Matnas Aniyim for a couple of months. Leket Shechen Peah and Staka related. Yesterday we started the world of Matnas Kahuna and Matnas Leviyah with items of Kedusha and the like, which is a really different world. It's all within Zrayim, but it is a different world. One or two other Haris before we get back to where we're up to, which is three lines from the bottom here on Daf Aleph Amid Beis. Number one, that we spoke about the issue of Demai being that Rova Ami Aretz are Ma'aser. Most Ami Aretz out there, people don't know the Halacha, are Ma'aser, but for purposes that Rabbi Yochanan Kohen Gadol looked around and saw that people weren't taking the other Maiserus seriously, some people weren't, right? And the Chumas HaMaiser, which is in the Maiser Rishon. So we explain exactly what has to be done for the Hafrasha of Demai. We take off Maiser Rishon and we keep that for myself. And Chumas Maiser we give to the Kohen. And then we take off Maiser Sheni and we keep that for myself, eating it in Yerushalayim. And we keep the Maiser Ani, we're Mafrish, and we keep that for ourselves, right? The minimum amount, because really, Rov Ami Aretz Ma'aser Nehem, Rov Ma'aser, and therefore, the Rabbanan didn't require anything more than that. Interesting Tosas in Bechoros on Daf Chaf discusses why is it that the we say according to Rabbi Meir throughout Shas who is Choshesh Lemiut, so why don't we say that put the Miut of Rabbi Meir with the Cheskas Tevel and there is a serious problem of Demai. Not just a chumr d'rabanan, but if you say Rabbi Meir throughout Shas is choshesh lemiut, so why don't we say here too he is choshesh lemiut and put that with the chazaka, and therefore there would be a problem. V'im Tomar says Tosfos, afilu Rabbi Meir d'amarasu chizik l'divrayim lama eino tevel d'oraisa d'smoch miut d'ein ma'asrim l'cheskas tevel. Right, we should say it's a big problem, Iker Adin. Not just this Chumra Durabanan of Demai, and really, Midaraisa Rov Ami Aris Ma'asrenheim, and it's not a problem. But according to Rabbi Meir, who is Choshish Lemiut and all of Shas, we've spoken, I think, in the past of what level Miut. There are different levels of Miutim. It's not a Miuta de Miuta, 1%. Even Rabbi Meir is not a Choshish for that. But a significant Miut, a Miut HaMatsui, which, the Rosh Hashanah likes to quote the Mishkan as Yaakov, 10%. That a certain significant amount of miut, so then shouldn't that miut be connected to the cheskas tevel? And there's a problem midaraisa, not just midarabanan. Answer Tosfos v'yesh lomar de'ain ze chazaka the dilma karboshia avda shechnisa b'motz. First way to attack this question is there's no really cheskas tevel. Who says it's who's cheskas tevel? Where we know from elsewhere that there is a way to make something, prevent somebody from becoming tevel. You bring it not through the front door. You bring it through the roof. You bring it through the window. You don't do the final preparation of the food. So, why don't you put the miut with the cheskas tevel? No, there is no cheskas tevel. That's one way to knock out the question. The cheskas tevel is weaker because it might not have been ever tevel. That's the case of ma'arim, if you remember. Ma'arim adam atuaso. And the other way to knock out the answer is to focus on the miut. It's not really such a miyad. Why? Va'od de'ein lahachzik shum adam b'rasha b'shvil miyut she'ein ma'asrin. There's a miyad out there, but we don't have a right. We don't have to assume somebody is part of that miyut. Who is doing something wrong? Who is a rov? Who is not ma'aser? Rov ha'meir is ma'aser name. So that's 2 days in Tosfos Bechoros Daf Chaf and Aleph. Why? Even according to Rabbi Meir, d'mai is d'rabanan. Right? That's important note, according to all the Tanoim, tonight is an issue Durabanan, not an issue Daraisa. Related to this is, and again, this is something that comes up in all these next Masechtas, that because of the subject, we have to be Mafrish. We have to be Mafrish. Being Mafrish, even in a Vada case, is a Mitzvah Daraisa. How many Mitzvahs Daraisa are there? That is known as a major machlokas between the Rambam and the Ramban. How many Mitzvahs am I doing when I am Mafrish, Chumas, Umaisus? Well, when I'm just Mafrish, so that's for sure only one or half a one. But when I also give it to the Kohen, so how many mitzvahs is that? So the Rambam in the Shrushim, when the Rambam has the introduction to the Sefer HaMitzvahs, all of the rules and regulations, so the Shrushim in Shorish Shneimasar, in the 12th Shorish, the Rambam says that one of the rules of Sefer HaMitzvahs is you don't count part of mitzvahs. You count whole mitzvahs in the 613. You don't count chalitza as three different mitzvahs. It's one mitzvah, even though there are a lot of different parts to chalitza. Says the Rambam, in Roy limnos chelke melacha min melachos sheba atzivui ba'asiyasa kol chelik v'chelik b'fnei atzma. You don't count parts. In Roy koma she'omar bo v'yasisa mitzvah b'fnei atzma. All the different kelim of the mikdash aren't their own mitzvah. Right? Every karbon is in its own mitzvah. But karbanos, ha'nei karbon yikra, ki mitzvah hi klal melacha v'amashol bazeh ha'olem. Carbonola, all the things that you're chayav a carbonola for, all the things you're chayav a carbon asher for, right? These are all counted as one. He says, v'chayto bazeh, many people have made a mistake about this, and he gives many examples, in this regard. And then he says, let me just find where he says at the end, anachnut tavinu what also chayvi misus and chayvi, malchus, right? He says some of the gaonim count them as separate every time Bezin puts somebody to death. Chil Shabbos and for you know Ritzicha, all the different types of Mises Bezis. So the Rambam says, no, it's one. And the Rambam there discusses this issue of Hafrasha and Nesina, which the Ramban picks up on. The Ramban says Hafrasha and Nesina should be two mitzvos. Because after all, you make a bracha on Hafrasha. That shows it's a separate stage, doesn't it? Says the Ramban. Va'akara v'ilai. Let me just find the here. V'cheir adin asheni, sheyigzer harav, limnos mashalokeach ha-kohen, chilek min ha-mitzvah. Einenu din shavetz libekulan, avo yesh behem chilek, ki bedvar matovlim, heim shtei mitzvahs bevadai. The items that create tevel, shumis and maizvus and chala, it's two mitzvahs. Va'amashal bazechala, shekein, kala isa asur lanu achanafer shosa, v'nisavinu ba mitzvah nefredes, shenemar chala tarimu truma. V'shelo yala bilibenu shanorimosa, lohotzia isa meyisr, v'naazvena unashlichosa ba'esh. Right, be mafresh and then throw it out, and then burn it. Tzivo tanu yisbarach b'nisina seinu lakoin, shenemar meyreshes arisosachem, titznu lashem truma. So there's two elements, tarimu truma, and meyreshes arisosachem, titznu. V'chenes tavidu b'nisina truma, reshes tegan chadirash v'zirach atitin lo. V'nes tavidu tchila b'hara masa, min ha-mitzvah haba b'chala. B'achochem ilachem ares tarimu lechem. V'hari hisva haramashtayan, v'ason mitzvah v'zeo nigla b'kasuf. Says the Ramban, this hafrashas truma, and Nesina's Truma. Two different things. V'ilu haya mitzvah aleinu b'ha Nesina l'kohen, mipasak reishas d'gon chad yirosh v'yitzurach atitein lo, lo hayu gozer aleinu l'varech b'shahas hafrasha, min eklav sha'os ha'amar lanu, shekal mitzvah sha'as yasu, einu gemar malacha. The Ramban says, if hafrasha and Nesina were one stage, then just like you don't make a bracha on putting the tzitzis on the baguette, and on building the sukkah, and on cutting off the horn from the ram, you wouldn't make a bracha on hafrasha. That would just be a preparatory stage, the mitzvah really being nesina. And the Ramban says the fact that you make a bracha on hafrasha shows that it is a separate stage. So he says it for other reasons as well. The kasha on the Ramban is, okay, if it's a separate stage, why don't you make a bracha on the nesina too? Right, so, and the Rambam obviously feels that there's a difference between building a sukkah and putting tzitzis on a baguette and hafrashas, trumas, and maestras. It's not just a preparatory stage. It's the first part of the mitzvah. It's very different. It's not included in asiyasa gemar mitzvasa. And that's fascinating. If you look in the Nosei Kelim on the Rambam, they have opposite approaches. You're right, it's one big mitzvah for the Rambam, but what is it? Is it a nesina and hafrasha is tchilas nesina? Or is it a hafrasha and the nesina is the gemar hafrasha? Right? Opposite approaches in the mefarshim right on the page. Right on the page of the Rambam. As they help explain. If you look in the Leif Sameach is one of the classic commentaries. The Avagat the Ikar Mitzvah and Nesina Lakoin Afilohachi he matcheles mishas hafrasha. Right, the Nesina, the Rambam counts one mitzvah. The Nesina Lakoin. The hafrasha is the tchilas Nesina. The mitzvah is to give to the Kohen. My taking it off my field, that's the beginning of giving it to the Kohen. Hafrasha chelak mi mitzvah umishas shemafresh matchil b'mitzvah shemafresh etavar anitan v'chulu. So that is the Leif Sameach. If you look in the back, the Magarnita Tava, in the back, the Iker is, he says, im Iker ha-mitzvah b'chala v'shubah v'maiser hi hafrasha shehi l'shem Hashem yisbarach v'lo anasina l'kohen ki anasina l'kohen eino ela tashlum mitzvahs ha-hafrasha shezikim Hashem yisbarach v'shukhano ha-gavoa. So it's a machlokas. How do you understand the Rambam? Opposite ideas. Or do you say it's two parts, two halves of one coin? That's the other way to do it. But either way, the Ramban This happens sometimes in the Sefer HaMitzvos, where the Ramban would jump on the Rambam and argue with him very strongly and vociferously. But then if you look in the Mitzvos that the Ramban adds on that he said the Rambam forgot, he doesn't always have all the ones that he says are wrong. So either he changed his mind, or he was just talking conceptually and not actually counting them as separate ones. Okay, either way. But that's an important discussion that has to do with every daf of the next couple of months in terms of Hafrasha. Okay, so let's continue now where we're up to three lines from the bottom. Masnisa, pliga, so we had yesterday machlokas, Reb Yochanan and Reish Lakish. How to understand our Mishnah? Our Mishnah says, akalan shebedmai. Certain types of non-chashuv items, you don't have to take off demai from. Why? Reb Yochanan says, because you can assume they're hefker. These things grow in the wild, and they're not so chashuv, people don't guard them. You can assume they're hefker, and hefker is patur min ha-maisros. Right? And therefore, according to Rabbi Yochanan, even if you know it's vaday tevel, you can assume it's from hefker, and therefore it is not chayiv in the hafrasha of demai. And Reish Lakish said no. The reason is because these things are not chashuv, so people don't care about being mafresh from them. So you could assume that the Yama Aretz took off shumas and maisros. Of course, Shuma Gadola, always. But even in the Meiser Rishon and Shuma's Meiser, it's not such a chashuv thing. People aren't so makba to keep it for themselves. So you can assume that they were mafrish, according to Reish Lakish. But according to Reish Lakish, if you know they weren't, so then that's Vadei Tevel, then you have to be mafrish. Right? That was the machlokas, how to understand the Mishnah. So we spoke a little bit about Rabbi Yochanan. So now, Mastisa Pliga Rabbi Shuma Lakish. We think that the Tosefta, the following Brisa, argues on Reish Lakish. Because the line in the Tosefta is, Im Hayu Nishmarin Chayavin. That's the line. If they were nishmar, that means that they weren't hefker, right? If they were guarded, so then they'd be chayiv. But one second, according to Reish Lakish, the ikar is that whether if it's not a chashuv thing. So if it's not a chashuv thing, then they're maser anyway. You can assume that they're maser. So what if they're shamur, if they're not hefker? The point is that we assume that the Ama Aretz was mafra shumas and maisras. So even if it was shamur, right, so why does it say Imayu Nishmar and Chayavin? Ikar and Loman a Hefker in Baim? Don't we know that the Ikar is from Hefker? But still, the point of Reish Lakish is that the Ama Aretz was Maaser, and if he was Maaser, it shouldn't make a difference. Even if it was Shamur, even if it was not Hefker, you still have the Ptur. I should be able to assume that I'm good. Because the Ama Aretz was Mafrish, Trumas and Maestris, because it's not a Chashuv Einim. So why should it make a difference if it's Shomer or Hefker, according to Reish Lakish? Answers the Gemara, Pater La Acha Rov Mishamrin. The point of the Tosefta is that most people, the Brisa is saying, most people, if you know most people, guard it and don't treat it as Hefker. What does that reflect? That reflects that they think it's a Chash of growth. If they think it's a Chash of growth, then there's not an automatic assumption that they're Mafresh. Right? That's the point. The point is, if most of it is hefker, so then that shows that people don't think of it as such a chash of growth, and therefore you can assume that most are mafresh anyway if they would have it, because it's not so chash of. But the second that you that there's a case where, as the Chazon Ish said, there are no rules, it depends on the metzius of the times. So if you know most people do guard it, so therefore, and if the rove is going on the people, mishamrin, right? If you look in the Rav Chaim Kanievsky, it says, im haya b'makam hazeh rove b'nei adam, mishamrin, o son, chayavin, so then you're chayiv. Tekivon dechashuv hu etzlan, nechshadu am aretz aleihem. Because it's chashuv, so we're choshed that they're not mafresh, trumos, and maisrus. Again, when I say trumos and maisrus, truma gadola, for sure they are. Maiser Rishon with the trumos maiser, and the others as we explained yesterday. Okay, Asachami, right, which is like the Toshma of the Bavli. So Asachami, or Tachazi is really the exact parallel. But Asachami means, let's try to figure this out. Let's see if we can come up with what the issue of Machlokas is between Reuchon and Reish Lakish. So we kind of already said, explained in one way, right? Machlokas could be in a case where it's Vaday Tevel. If it's Vaday Tevel, but you could assume that it's Rov Hefker. So in that case, do you follow the general rove or not? Or Rabbi Yochanan says yes. Reish Lakish is more limited. So Asachami im rove mishamrin, if most people guard, meaning if the rove is not hefker, then Rabbi Yochanan would have to agree. Well, what's Rabbi Yochanan all based on? You can assume it's hefker, and therefore you don't have to take off. But what if most is not hefker? So im rove mishamrin, if most people guard this type of item, then it's not going to be kalin, right? So divrei akol chayavin bein demai bein vadai. So then even if it's demai, not just if it's vadai tevel, even demai, even Rabbi Yochanan would agree, because his whole basis is based on the rov hefker. But if it's a case where you know it's not rov hefker, most people in this place, right, do not, you know, let their, I don't know, shisin or rimin or whatever they were, don't let them be hefker. So then even Rabbi Yochanan would agree. So that's not a case of machlokas. If rov people are, leave it, do not leave it hefker. Im ein rov mishamrin, if most people don't guard it, meaning it's mostly hefker, so then divrei akol peturin. Then everybody should agree pater, bein demai, bein vadai. What do you mean, bein vadai? If you know most of it is hefker, but Reish Lakish, Reish Lakish says, you could assume that if it's tevel vadai, don't you have a problem? Because you could assume it was not hufrash, but if you know it was tevel, no. So the Mefarshim explained, even Reish Lakish agrees that if there's a rov nikar in the makom, he agrees with the concept of rov, right? Hochanach rov, that's a din daraisa, which Beit Hashem will talk about soon. So, wouldn't he agrees with the basic idea of rov. So if there is a rov, nishmar, then even he would agree. See the Mara folda. Afilu vadai. Tichi hechi dazar Reish Lakish basar arov bin nishmarin. Hachanami yeshlo lechach arov be'ein nishmarin. Right? Viafa vadai me'ein ha'nishmarim hein mupturim itam hefker. So, what's the case of machlokas? So, mechza al mechza. Maybe it's totally on mechza al mechza, right? If it's not, no, what is, does it mean exact? It means there's no clear rov. There's no clear rov. Mechza al mechza, so maybe that's where they argue, and the Mefarshim explain, and you have to add on, maybe it's based on a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, elsewhere, in Yevamis Daf Pei Beis. Yevamis Daf Pei Beis, there's a machlokas, Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, about Safek Truma, Bizman Hazeh. Safek Truma, Bizman Hazeh, right? The Mefarshim, quote this Gemara. Rabbi Yochanan says, Lekula, because Kedushas Haaretz Bizman Hazeh, Truma Bizman Hazeh is Durabanan, and therefore it's Safek Durabanan. And that's why Rabbi Yochanan says, you can be makel by even by vadai. Not only by demai, but even by vadai. Remember, we had that on yesterday's daf, that even though the Gemara says, the Mishnah says demai, it means vadai also, according to Rabbi Yochanan. And Reish Lakish would say, no, lachumra, because even if it's drabanan today, ikaro daraisa. So the Gemara suggests, you have to add in a couple of words, right, mechza al mechza, is that the case of machlokas? And it's based on that machlokas in Yevamis, on daf, Pebe's machlokas between Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish elsewhere. So Gemara says less yachel. No, you can't say that's the machlokas between them. Ditanina, because we learned it in Mishnah in Maseches Machshirin. Maseches Machshirin, mechza al mechza demai. We have a machlok. We have a beferish Mishnah. Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish can't argue on the Mishnah, and it says mechza al mechza. You have to treat a luchumra like demai, and you have to be mafrish. So you can't say mechza al mechza if it's a suffix and you're really not sure if there's no clear-cut rov. That's the machlokes of Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, because the Mishnah says the peferish that it's you have to treat it as demai in that case. So the Gemara says no. That Mishnah Machshirin is not a problem. What's that Mishnah Machshirin talking about, and what is our Mishnah talking about? Amar Reb Zeira lo sov davar hakalim shebe demai el afilo demai atzmo. That Mishnah Machshirin is talking about all the other regular things that grow, not the kalin shebet demai that our Mishnah was talking about. By regular items that grow, by other fruits and vegetables, or let's say dog and tirish v'yitzar, according to the Rashi and Tosfos all over Shas, that truas and maestros daraisa are only dog and tirish v'yitzar. So that's where everybody would agree. If you're not sure, it's a suffik, mechza mechza, then you have to be mafresh. But what is our Mishnah talking about? The kalin shebet demai. These items that usually are not considered chashuv to people. And therefore what? Either, therefore, they don't guard them, or therefore, they're mafrid shumas and maestros anyway, because they're not so, beloved to them, and they're not, so conscious of focusing and keeping them in their own rishus. So that's the case of machlokas. A case of mechza al mechza, meaning where there's not a clear-cut rov, and it's talking about the kalon shebet demai. Right, that's our Mishnah. The Mishnah Machshirin, that's talking about a case of regular growths. And therefore, you can't ask a kasha from that Mishnah. In Yoni Rove, as we're talking about, what type of Rove are we talking about here? What type of Rove are we talking about? So, it seems like we're talking about both types of Rove. What do you mean both types? There are two types of Rove, generally. Generally, two types of Rove in Halacha. One we would call a Ruba de Isa Kaman, a Rove in front of us. I find a piece of meat, there are 10 stores in the neighborhood. 9 kosher, 1 not kosher. I have no idea where the piece of meat came from. Right? There's a rove. That's Ruba de Isa Kaman, the rove in front of us. right? There are, you know, there are 10 mothers here, and this baby belongs to one of the mothers. And there's a certain number of Jewish mothers, a certain number of non-Jewish mothers. And they got mixed up in the birthing room. And that's a Ruba de Issa come on, right? A robe that's in front of us. But then many robes in Halacha are a Ruba de Lessa come on, a robe that's not in front of us. Most women give birth after the ninth month. Most people don't pay back their loan before the time has come. Right? They're not here in front of me. That's Ruba de Issa come on. Right? Something that's overlaps with the word chazaka. Right? A certain type of halachic assumption. It's upside down that the, in front of us. So the Gemara discusses in Gemara in Chul and Dafir Aleph, the source of Rove, you know, what is the, you know, which one is first and which one do we learn from others? Right? The Gemara says, Minoha Milsa, Chul and Yud Aleph, Minoha Milsa Damar Abana Zilbas Aruba, Minolan, how do you know you follow the Rove? What do you mean, how do you know? It's a pasuk, Achre Rabim Lahatos. You follow the majority of the judges. That's a Ruba de Issa, come on. You see the robe in front of you. So the Gemara says, amazingly, right, which one would you think is more Pashit? Which one would you think is more Pashit? The Gemara assumes one direction. The Gemara says, Ruba de Issa, come on, go and test Chanu Yosef Sanhedrin, lo komi boilan. A Ruba de Issa, come on, no, not for sure I know. Ki komi boilan, Ruba de Lessa, come on. What about a Ruba de Lessa, come on? Like, most Ketanim and Ketanos don't grow up and to be a Srissan and Islandus. Most grew up to be able to have reproductive, normal functions. So, how do you know that? So it sounds like from the Gemara that Ruba de Issa come on is more Pashat. Ruba de Issa come on, I know. What about Ruba de Lessa come on? I know you follow that, which is interesting, because many Achronim, in their own way, explain a fundamental difference between a Ruba de Issa come on and a Ruba de Lessa come on. Not everybody says this, but some say, let me just give the background to why the Shev Shmaisa says this. And that is, there is a Gemara in Maseches Bava Metzia, on Daf Vav, where the Gemara talks about, you know, you have the farmer doing his thing, he makes a hole in the fence, and he's counting out his sheep in order to give Meiser Behema. Right, 1, 2, and number 10, he puts a little, red paint on, and he does his thing. What happens if he counted out, and before he got to put the paint on, I guess he can't tell, right, the sheep that went through jumped back into the, or one of the uncounted sheep went into the counted sheep, right? Or all the different cases are discussed. Look at the language of the Gemara, they bring them on, right? Kafetz Echad min HaMenuyin, the Tosfos in Bamesia. Kafetz Echad min HaMenuyin, one of the ones that were counted already, that is Pater, let's say number 7. Number 7 is Pater from Meiser Behema. Number 7 jumped back in to the ones that were not counted yet. So you have this one sheep that is already Pater, and all these other sheep that you still have to take Meiser Behema from. The Gemara says they're all Pater. They're all Pater. Right, that's the Gemara in. This is one of the most discussed Amudim in all of Shas. Vavim Abeis right here in Bamatziah. Kafatz, Kulan, they're all Pater. Say, ask all the Rishonim. What do you mean? Why is he Holkanach Bittel Barov? Holkanach Barov. You have one that's Pater, you have 100 of them that are Chayef. 100 of them that are Chayef. So why don't you say, Holchanach Rarov, and they're all Chayef to put through the fence. Tosa doesn't really have an answer that he's happy with. Maybe animals never should be minion, but he's not happy with them. But the Shidim, the Ritva has one important answer. The Ritva says that maybe Yesh Kol Biyad Chachamim, Lakar Dover Minat Torah, which the Ritva doesn't like, because the Rabbanan only say that when there's a purpose. Right, you want to make sure that people don't do an Aveira, so you knock out Shofar and Lulav on Shabbos. You don't just stay, locker during a Torah for no reason. Okay, but the Shita Mekubetzes is the key answer there. The Shita Bamitzia Davav says, even when you say Rov, it's not Vadai Rov. It doesn't mean that, oh, Holchanach Rov, therefore it's 100%. It's 100%, it's not 100%. It's not what we call a Birur, clarity. And for Meiser Behema, the din is Meiser Vadai, not Meiser Safik. There's a special din by Meiser Behema. Shatora Afiluki, I mean, called the Parish Beruba Parish, Asiri Safik Mikri. It's still called the Safik. Elisha Hatora Hitira Safik Zebi Isurin. The Torah was Matir, this Safik Beisurin, Dechsiv Achre Rabim Lahatos. Venepacha Isur Lahatra de Bitabarov. Avalhacha Laolum Lonafik, we call Safik Asiri. Quotes that from the Rush. So, and what kind of rove is this? This is a ruba de Issa come on. The animals are right here in front of us, the sheep. Explains the Shev Shmaitza, explains the Shar Yosher, explains all the Achronim. This topic is probably the one that's discussed most in all of Shas by Achronim. Right? What other topic has separate Svarim written about it? The Shef Shmaitza, the Shari Yoshar, all of those are about Chazaka and Safek and Rove, right? These topics. So the Shef Shmaitza says, Eruba del Lesa Kamon, that's what's called the statistical Rove, that's a Birur, that's clarity, that's Ki'ilu, it's Vadai. But Eruba de Isa Kamon, that's more, we're not sure, you follow the Rove, and if the Torah tells you, this is what you do, but you don't know for sure what exactly is the Metzias. You're not sure. So again, that's one derech to be mechalik between the two types of robes. Not all the Achronim are happy about that. The Stipler I saw last night in the Kiddushin says, well, how do you know that? How do you know that there's such a fundamental difference between the two robes? Right? Between Ruba de Isa Kaman and Ruba de Lesa Kaman. So again, big discussion, but our Gemara assumes that everybody would follow, even Reish Lakish would follow the Rove in some level, and the Roves that we're talking about are Ruba de, right, that most people in a certain town, you know, do you guard this, do you not guard this, that would be called the Ruba de Isa Kaman, unless you go by Rove of the World. Rove of the World, but the Kalan Shev Demai, that probably sounds like a Ruba de Isa, Lesa Kaman, because most of the world, you know, doesn't guard these types of growths. So again, but we've been talking about both of them implicitly in this Gemara. Okay, we continue. Tani, we have the following statement. Some take out the word Tani because we say this is a statement of the Amoraim. And Tani sounds like Tanoim. Hanichnas la'ir, somebody goes into a city, Sheruba Goyim. Somebody goes into a city that's mostly non-Jews. Safik Roman Shaman, Safik Ain Roman Shaman. You're not sure how people treat these types of growths. And we're assuming, the Mefarshim explain, that there's at least some type of chiv, even if a guy owns a field. So, Devri Yakov, we're flipping the girsa. Devri Yakov Paturin. It's, if Rove of the city is Goyim, and you're not sure, so you're allowed to be Mekel, because it's a Savi Durabanan, right? Most of the city is Goyim, and the chiv is going to be Durabanan at most. Bein Demai, Bein Vada, even if it's Vada Tevel. Even if you know for sure, because you maybe it wasn't Mishumar at all. Nichnas Leir Sheruba Yisrael, you go into a city that's mostly Jewish, Jewishly owned, Safik Rob Meshamer, Safik Ein Rob Meshamer, Devi Yakol, Chayavin, Beit Demai Ben Vadai. Right? If it's Rov Yisrael, and you're not sure, Safik Meshamer, Safik Rob Meshamer, so you assume Chayavin, Beit Demai Ben Vadai, that's Safik, the Oraisa, Lechumra, in that case, and the Mefarshim explain how even Rabbi Yochanan would agree. Safek Rov Goyim, Safek Rov Yisrael, Safek Rov Meshamrin, Safek Ein Rov Meshamrin, Machlokos Rabbi Yochanan Meshamrin Lakish. If there's no Rov to rely on in that case, remember what we say the case of Machlokos is? Mechsal Mechsa. If there's a clear Rov, then everybody would agree in one direction or the other. So here too, this is this type of Safek about going into a city, you're not sure who most of the owners are, and you're not sure what most of them do anyway. Period. Hashisin. So Shisin was one of the items on the list in the Mishnah on yesterday's list, Daf Aleph. So Shisin were the wild figs, the way that the Marafolda, Te'enim Midbarios, right, the wild figs. So Elu en Hashisin, Reb Shimon Bereid, Reb Abi Amar, Elu Shein Yotzos, Mitachas Ha'alen. It's the figs that grow under the leaves. Most figs are visible. I tried to Google yesterday how most figs look like when they grow. It looks like they're pretty visible. So maybe these figs that grow under the leaves, those are the wild ones. Habachiros, Hamisuyafos, Harein, Paturos. The early ones and the Misuyafos and the later ones are Pater. What exactly does that mean? We had Mustafos in the Mishnah, but here we have Misuyafos. So Elan Habachiros, what are the early ones? Achlahosh of Shomer. The ones that are early are the ones that grow even before the owner puts like a guard there. Puts a guard there to guard the figs. So the Gemara says, Ubishomer davar tali. What? It's all tali on a shomer. Why should it be tali on a shomer? Marafolda, third wide line, bitmia. Holvein mafkiran. If the owner wasn't mafkir them and he's going to put a shomer in a few days or in a few weeks, then it shouldn't be efker even before the shomer gets there. If he's not mafkir them. So why should it be tali on the shomer? So Amar Rabbi Yosi, no, it doesn't mean the shomer, putting the shomer or not, but it means b'she'ein bak de tefila shomer. If there's not enough to warrant the owner to be matriach to put a shomer there. Right, that's the early one. There's so few of them that the Bailam is not metapel, and therefore he's mafker them. Right, that's what it means. Achlosh of shomer before, and he wouldn't because they grow so sparsely, it's not worth it for the owner. So these are Kal and Shebedmai. Elohenam Suyafos, what are Misuyafos? The later ones, Mishikbala Maxos. When the Maxos are folded up, what are Maxos? 2 days in the Mefarshim, Either it means the knives that are used to cut down the figs, or it means the mats that go on the floor to catch the figs and to dry them. Either way, when those are folded up and the people involved in the game, so then that anything that goes after that, that's hefker, and therefore there's no hafrash on that. That's considered hefker. Rabbi Lai, Amar Rabbi Shum, Rabbi Eliezer, habachiros harein chayavos, mebnei shem bechatzal mishtamros. So Rabbi Lai calls Rabbi Eliezer that he argues on the early ones, the bechiros. He thinks no, those are bechatzka shamor, and therefore that would be chayav in hafrashumus and ma'isos. Rabbi Yosi ben Chalaf, Chalfusa, Amar hashisan shebet siporen. Right, in Sipporin, they cared about the Shisin, and therefore they would be Chayef. And again, as we said yesterday, there's no specific rules and regulations on specific roads. It depends on the time period, it depends on the place, as well the Rambam only quotes a few of them, and then says, Chayotze Bahen. You go by these rules, whatever would be normally guarded and Shamur, so then that would be Chayef, and that would not be Kalin Shevedmai, and anything that's normally just left and not so cared about by the owner, so then that would be Kalan Shev Adamai, which Rabbi Yochanan would say, well, the Mishnah says Patam and Adamai, and we have the Machlokes Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish, how to understand that. Okay, we'll stop here, with the second daf here in Maseches Adamai.